See, I guess it was back November of 1979. I got a phone call early in the morning by a dear friend of mine. He was wandering. You've met him. He was away from the Lord at that time, but he was bawling. He said, "Have you heard?" I said, "It was early Sunday morning." I said, "No, what?" He said, "Sister Abbott's been murdered." Now, she just lived down the road. Got hot in my car, went down there. There was police with a crime scene all around the house. It was horrible. She'd been stabbed to death by some guy hiding in her house. While she was down praying, he attacked her. It shocked the whole town. My mother wasn't normal for a long time. She didn't think God would ever let something like that happen. In this world, evil wins. That's why God's going to get rid of it. Evil wins quite often. And there's not a thing in the world you can do about it. And this past week, I've really realized that. It's like, what have I been thinking? If any situation came up, I'd be able to tell the truth so plain that I'd make the world understand God. I've told several of you, it was like I heard Jesus mocking me with a song for the thoughts that I've had about being able to tell the truth so plain I could change the world, change things. You ever heard, you remember some of the older ones, younger ones won't remember this. You remember Mighty Mouse? I hated him. I like cats. And he was always beating them up. I watched that Mighty Mouse stuff for years waiting for a cat to eat him up. It never happened. Never happened. Well, he always came on with this big M on his chest flying down with a Superman cape out of the clouds. Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Well, yeah, that was the introduction to the... That was the theme song of the whole thing. I kept waiting for a cat to eat him. But that was it. Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Something like that. And I heard the Lord singing that song, mocking me. This version of it. You ready? Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouth is on the way. Now, what did I think I was going to do with my mouth to protect me or you or anybody else by telling the truth so plain that they just had to do right? Mighty Mouth is not going to save the day. It didn't save Naboth. It didn't save Jeremiah. It didn't save Urijah, that friend of Jeremiah that got killed. It didn't save Jesus. If anybody could tell the truth plainly, it was Jesus. And backslidden children of God hooked up with the world and had him killed.